6. Careless, reckless, or using excessive force, direct free kick offenses. Newsflash. It is important to emphasize that the 6 direct free kick offenses shown below is considered by you, the referee, to be careless, reckless, or using excessive force. See question 2 below. You make this decision, so do not be influenced by anyone else. 1. Kicks are attempts to kick an opponent. 2. Trips are attempts to trip an opponent. 3. Jumps at an opponent. 4. Charges an opponent. 5. Strikes are attempts to strike an opponent. 6. Pushes an opponent. A direct free kick is awarded to the opposing team if a player commits any of the following 6 offenses, numbered 1 to 6, on an opponent in a manner considered by the referee to be careless, reckless, or using excessive force, and whilst the ball is still in play. 1. Kicks are attempts to kick an opponent. Only the slightest example qualifies, including when a player attempts to kick an opponent, he does not have to make actual contact. A failed kick is just as guilty as a kick which connects. Kicks can include ankle taps, heel kicks. The kicking action is intended to unbalance an opponent, cause the opponent to falter, or prevent the opponent from losing the race for possession of the ball. Kicking or attempting to kick an opponent is normally a sending off offense, serious foul play, or violent conduct. I would suggest that, at the very least, guilty players should be cautioned. It can sometimes be difficult to decide whether a kicking player is just trying to gain an advantage by tripping an opponent, rather than kicking the opponent in a fit of anger with the intention of causing the opponent an injury. The referee must differentiate between a kick and a trip. Any player who purposefully kicks or attempts to kick an opponent in anger must be sent off the field of play. A player who trips an opponent is normally cautioned. 2. Trips are attempts to trip an opponent. A player will use this ruse in an attempt to make his opponent lose balance, lose possession of the ball, falter, or fall to the ground. The foot is normally used to trip an opponent, but it is not unknown for a player lying on the ground to stretch out an arm or leg to trip an opponent. An attempt to trip is just as guilty as a successful trip. For example, if a defending team player attempts to trip an attacking player in the defending team's penalty area, but the attacking player skips over the tackle, the attempted trip is still a direct free kick offense, and, because it occurred in the defending team's penalty area, the result is a penalty kick to the attacking team. Tripping can also be caused by use of the thigh, body, or the back, stoop. 3. Jumps at an opponent. You can usually tell when a player has jumped at an opponent rather than attempted to jump for the ball. Look at the opponent's eyes or the direction of his face beforehand. When a player is genuinely jumping for the ball, he will normally be looking straight at the ball. Watch for players jumping into opponents during a challenge for a high ball. Watch the direction of the jump. Is it towards the ball or is it towards an opponent? If it is towards the opponent, then award a direct free kick to the opponent's team. Even the slightest jump towards an opponent is enough to unfairly unbalance that opponent whilst he is attempting to head the ball. Jumping at an opponent usually happens when the ball is kicked high in the air, and one player attempts to head the ball away, but is challenged by an opponent, who, because he cannot make fair contact with the ball, jumps at the opponent instead, in an attempt to unbalance the opponent, and fool the referee into thinking that this is a fair challenge. Jumping at an opponent can also occur in many other situations, such as an attacking player jumping at a goalkeeper whilst the goalkeeper is attempting to catch a high ball. Referees are advised to be wary of jumping offenses, particularly after the following restarts: free kicks, goal kicks, corner kicks, and throw-ins. 4. Charges an opponent. Awarding an indirect free kick for a fair charge when the ball was not in playing distance is no longer in the laws of associated football and was taken out of the laws in the 1998/99 season. There is no such thing as penalizing a fair shoulder charge when the ball is not within playing distance. A fair charge is now either a foul or it is not a foul. Charging is either a foul or it is not a foul. If two players are running towards the ball and one or both players shoulder charges the other, the referee needs to decide if a foul has actually been committed or not, and by whom. If both players, which the referee deems not to be a foul, make a simultaneous innocuous shoulder charge, the game should be allowed to continue. Football is a physical contact game, which allows players to jostle each other whilst trying to gain fair possession of the ball. A dangerous charge occurs when it is directed at a different part of an opponent's body, such as the middle of the back or in the ribs. Such a charge, even if applied with minimal force, is likely to knock the player off balance or cause some physical injury. A player has to be penalized when charging in a manner which is careless, reckless, or using excessive force. A player who violently charges an opponent must be sent off for violent conduct. Look out for this, particularly during a melee, when large numbers of players converge following an incident. A charge to anywhere other than the area of the shoulder or upper arm can be dangerous. The referee and the assistant referees should aim to get into the best possible position to view charging incidents. Aim to try and be alongside players and get a sideways view. The assistant referee is sometimes in a better position to judge such challenges. The referee needs to decipher the nuances of what is a foul and what is not a foul during shoulder-to-shoulder contact. Deciding this can be difficult between players of largely differing statures. For example, a large heavy player charging a very small player may look to be an obvious foul when compared to a small player blatantly charging a large heavy player. Jostling for the ball often includes shoulder-to-shoulder contact between opposing players. This is a normal part of the game. It is the severity of the shoulder-to-shoulder contact that deems whether it is a foul or not. The two extremes are a gentle rub of the shoulders between players contesting for the ball and a blatant violent shoulder charge. The varying levels between these two extremes can be difficult to judge, particularly in the mid-range of the spectrum. A small player is quite capable of fouling a large player by the use of his shoulder. Conversely, it requires less strength for a large player to have the same effect on the smaller player. It is therefore not the size of the respective players that matters, it is the result of the shoulder charge and whether or not the referee judges its effect to be a foul or not. Punishments for charging. A direct free kick or penalty should be awarded to opponents if a charge is deemed by the referee to be a foul, irrespective of whether the players are within playing distance or attempting to play the ball or not. A penalty should be awarded if a charge is deemed to be a foul committed on an opponent by a defending player in the defending player's own penalty area. A player should be sent off player off if a charge is deemed to be a foul and it prevents a goal-scoring opportunity. A player should be sent off if a charge is deemed to be violent conduct or serious foul play, for example, using excessive force. If a simultaneous innocuous shoulder charge is made by both players which the referee deems not to be a foul, the game continues. Just shout 50/50, get on with it. Players stepping in front of an opponent equals impedance, indirect free kick, and not a charging, direct free kick, offense. Foul charging also depends on the size or weight of an opponent. 5. Strikes are attempts to strike an opponent. A strike is a blow delivered with a hand or arm. The slightest example qualifies. For example, it only needs a finger in the right place at the right time to cause serious damage to an opponent's eye. Striking is usually the result of a player losing his temper and done in a fit of anger, or it can be calmly done in the cold light of day. A failed strike is just as serious as a strike that connects. A strike also includes when a goalkeeper throws the ball or any other object such as a water bottle at an opponent. The reason why a player may react violently in this way are numerous. I have listed just a few examples below for you to consider. There are many, many more. Striking or attempting to strike includes when a goalkeeper throws the ball at an opponent or a colleague for that matter. For example, if the ball is still in play and a goalkeeper who is in his own penalty area deliberately throws the ball at an opponent who is standing outside of the penalty area, then you must award a penalty to the opponent's team. The offense of throwing the ball commenced inside the goalkeeper's penalty area and is a penal offense, hence the award of the penalty kick against the goalkeeper. It does not matter where the opponent is standing, inside or outside of the goalkeeper's penalty area, or whether the ball hits the opponent or not. Caution or send off the goalkeeper depending on the severity of the throw. 6. Pushes an opponent. A push is normally executed by use of the hand, but it is also possible to push using the thigh, stomach, shoulder, backside, etc. Only the slightest example qualifies. It is very easy to unbalance an opponent with a slight push. Players are very good at disguising such motions. You will need to be particularly vigilant when opponents are challenging for a high ball, where slight pushes to unbalance opponents are very common occurrences. Try to get a side view of players when any high ball is being challenged for.